This is a Centene Corporation podcast. Depression and diabetes.
Experts now believe that there is a link between depression and diabetes, but they say it is not clear which comes first or how they are linked. Depression may be from the daily burden of having diabetes. Research that has been done recently says that depression is twice as common in people who have diabetes than it is in people who do not have diabetes. Research also shows that depressed adults have an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. What should I do if I feel I am depressed? Clinical depression is a medical condition that should be diagnosed and treated by trained healthcare providers, like your primary care doctor, psychiatrist, or a social worker. Talk with your doctor if you feel you are depressed or for any concerns about how you are feeling that you may have. Be sure to ask for help if you feel down. A mental health counselor, support group, member of the church, friend, or family member who will listen to you about how you are feeling about having diabetes may help you feel better, too. In a support group, you can talk with other people with diabetes who may be going through the same troubles as you. Learning what works for them, knowing you are not alone, these things can be helpful in making you feel in more control of your health and well-being. Am I depressed if I feel sad? Clinical depression is more than feeling sad, stressed, or cranky every now and then. It's normal to feel sad or angry when you have an illness. People with clinical or severe depression will have some of the following symptoms most of the day for at least 2 weeks. Feelings of sadness that last most of the day. Loss of interest in most things that you once enjoyed. Loss of pride in yourself or feelings of guilt and feeling worthless. Problems with sleeping, like sleeping too much or having trouble sleeping. Trouble concentrating or making decisions. Changes in weight, which could be weight loss or weight gain. Cranky and restless. No energy. Friends and family asking you if something is wrong. Can I get depression? Yes, anyone can become depressed. Your family history may have depression in it. Medicines you are taking can sometimes have the side effect of making people feel depressed. If you are alone a lot and don't have close friends or family, that can also contribute to you feeling blue. According to the experts, there are some differences in men and women, such as women are twice as likely to become depressed as men. Men have a lower risk for depression than women, but when men are depressed, they are more likely to not be diagnosed and less likely to ask for help. Men may have the usual symptoms of depression, but they may also feel more angry and cranky. Men are more likely to try and get rid of their symptoms by drinking alcohol or using drugs. Depression causes the risk to be higher for suicide, and men who have thoughts of suicide are more likely than women to die of suicide. Thoughts of suicide in all people should be taken very seriously, and the person who has those thoughts should be seen by a mental health professional. Why is depression so serious in someone with diabetes? Depression with diabetes is very serious for several reasons. People who are depressed may have more of a problem following the medical treatment of their doctor. For example, if you are depressed, you may not take your medication as prescribed or watch your blood sugar levels as your doctor suggests. Depression can cause you to have poor physical and mental function, so you may be less likely to keep a regular physical routine. A person may stay in bed all day instead of leaving the house. People who are depressed might choose unhealthy behaviors, such as sitting around a lot, smoking, sleeping for hours at a time, taking illegal drugs or drinking too much alcohol, and eating poorly. Some people who have depression may not want to be around other people, so they may keep to themselves. If severe depression in diabetics is not treated and that person does not have tight control of their diabetes, there is an increased risk for complication from the diabetes, such things as heart disease, blindness, amputations, strokes, and kidney disease. Learn to cope with stress. Chronic stress is not healthy. It can cause your blood glucose level to go up. Too often, it is hard to keep stress completely out of your life, but there are lots of ways to try to handle it in a healthy way. Some tips are, figure out what things make you stressed. Get enough sleep. Take time each day to sit quietly and clear your mind. Ask others to help you do things. Delegate. Exercise, a great stress reducer. Take a warm bath or shower and let your mind relax. Read a good book. Set up a time each day to read something fun. Find an activity or hobby that makes you happy and work it into your busy schedule. Just say no. You don't always have to sign up for that project or make all those phone calls. Protect your time and peace of mind. Pet your dog or cat. Chat with them about what you're going through. They can be good listeners. Be sure to let your healthcare provider know if you are feeling stressed about things in your life. Help is out there if you ask.
All information in this podcast is provided to you as general educational information only and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.